Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Verse 16 and 17. Let's read together. One, two, go. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. One more time. Let's read together. Rejoice evermore and pray without ceasing. Today, I want to share with you a message I titled The Five Prayer Models That Can Change Your Life. Five Prayer Models That Can Change Your Life. Prayer is a spiritual technique that the Lord created to allow for communication and intervention between God and man. Now, some of the most powerful weapons and tools that God has given to us, they are on the street. Everybody can do it. But how many of you will agree with me that we are not seeing the same kind of results that Elijah saw? Huh? Do you understand what I'm saying? We are not seeing the kind of result. And it was under the law. That means that the least of us here is potentially greater than an Elijah. Now, Elijah was one of those who stood with the Lord when he was transfigured. Right? In fact, Elijah was so anointed, he was not permitted to die. You see? So, the question of immortality and defeating and conquering death on earth, God has given us the models in the scripture. That it is possible for a man to live with the life of God in his spirit, and that life becomes so strong and potent, it flows out of excess into his mortality, and then recalibrates and alters that sequence such that your body begins to respond in a way that is not normal. Okay? So you see, for someone like Moses, he could no longer die. So God had to say to him, go up into the mountain and die. So God had to tell him to die because of his mortality. Flesh could no more flow in him to such a degree as to allow death, the death process, to happen. And there is a sense in which this happens. It's not a one-day thing. There's a sense in which this happens, and it is by consistently drawing near to the Lord, especially in fellowship. What we do today that we call quiet time is that 5-10 minutes moment of honor and worship where we just pray and we seek the face of God. But go and look at the two people that stood with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. They were men of prayer. Are you with me? Both of them were what? They were men of prayer. Number two, both of them conquered death in their mortality. That means that even though people were dying around, the scripture says that the eyes of Moses was not dim. He was very healthy. He was very strong. But it was not big. In fact, everybody Moses came out with from Egypt died. Are you with me now? Everybody who came out with him from Egypt, none of them got into the promised land. So all of them would have died thinking nobody made it. Do you understand what I'm saying? But so it was their children that many of them were not born, that were born on that journey, that came into the promised land. So many of them did not really understand what the bondage in Egypt looked like because they were not there. So you can imagine that as a pastor, as at 120 or 170, everybody is there. They are the only one. Everybody in the church, that when the church started, everybody is dead. So pastor is asking me, young man, go and sit down. When your father was alive, this was not, he used to, be the head usher. So Moses is now a pastor of three generations away. And then he still was not ready to die. And God said, young man, if we continue like this, there's something that is called corporate governance. You will not die. You want to live forever. Now climb that mountain and die. So that was one man that stood on this side of Jesus. And one thing that was peculiar to Moses was his ability to leave the work. He left the church and preferred to go and stay with God. And if he goes like that, he could go for 40 days. In fact, there was a time he went and people said maybe he had died. Do you understand? Said, there's no how. You know, if it's happening for the first time, they say, ah, he has not gone. Maybe a wild animal has killed him. So they thought he died. They thought he lost his anointing. They thought he's coming to church, but he's not preaching. You understand? I just noticed that Pastor Kenny is preaching more. He said, what's going on? Pastor, he said, I am well, I'm fine, nothing. For 40 days, that man was absorbing the life of God in the place of fellowship. And I wish somebody will hear me in the spirit, that there is nothing you are looking for in God today that has not been modeled for us in scripture. And in the New Testament, we saw a John the Beloved, who now gave us a shortcut to that approach. The love of God. Hallelujah. What did I call it? The love of God. In other words, nobody can stay with you for 40 days, Fatima. I've been looking into your eyes for 40 days and not get bored. Even if he loves you. What propels a man is work. There has to be money to spend. If not, this love cannot be sweet. Yes, yes, yes. You may argue with your keypad, but that's the truth. Except he's also a prayer warrior like you, and he's only happy anytime you are praying. Because there are some ladies, the only time they are ever truly happy is when they are praying for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and they are competing. Okay, let's do 7. Oh yeah, let's go. There are some people like that, so you can't take it away from them. So those ones are special creatures. They are not in your level. Those ones, they don't bother about food. When you marry someone like that, you don't talk about food. Food is just an exception. It's not the norm. And if you are lucky, that's your wife. It's fine. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God give you that kind of wife. Amen, brother. You are made. But if you are the kind that loves food, and you saw the zeal of the lady like Joy, you now married her, only to discover that there were some things about Joy you didn't know. Like waking up 2 a.m. to pray till 7 a.m. You know, the first time it happens, you first of all be confused, like, okay, maybe it's one off. You know, then you just come, you visit, and you go. Now you see that there's even a kind of thing she ties around her waist. She calls it a prayer skirt, prayer band or something. She just ties it, wears a prayer, you know, garment. And that's what she wears anytime she wants to pray. And she starts praying. If the phone rings, if they call, they say alert, she doesn't care. So you now begin to say, sorry, is it like you are waiting on God? Say, no, I'm not waiting on God. Say, you prayed yesterday. You know, this is like 3 days into the first 1 week of the marriage. Actually, that's the way I pray. Yeah. I just prefer waiting on God at night. There are less distractions. She thinks she's being honest she's thinking that's also your own life. Only to realize that it's daily manna you are using. That you're a daily manna believer. Daily manna is good for young Christians. But you want to go deep in the word. So you can read that one, like take it like supplement after you have studied the word. Just like supplement, you know, 1 or 2 prayer points, you know, just take it and chew it. It's like supplement, like vitamin C. Just chew it. But the real one. So you realize that everybody who operated in a type of glory, Pastor Femi, regardless of their occupation, they were men that gave themselves to prayer. What is the devil fighting in your life today? Time. Time allocation. That's why I told you that the devil understands the potential power of prayer. He will never tell you don't pray, but he will put you under pressure so that prayer doesn't become an option. If the devil comes and says to you, my son, you will not pray today. You say, ah, this is the devil. We don't need to pray. We don't need to study the word. This is the devil. But I mean, if you just say, ah, that chair you sat on this morning in the office, you know, some kind of pain. And then you feel weak somewhere, or you wake up, you've treated malaria, and you've not really rested, and you're just wondering, you still have some aches somewhere. Do you know what I'm saying? You just have some of these aches somewhere. I was listening to a servant of God, and he said, while his wife was pregnant, please, if you are getting feedbacks at the back, let us know. While the wife was heavily pregnant, she was praying 3 hours. She reduced her prayer time to 3 hours because she couldn't be praying so much again. if I pray 3 hours, now I'm not going to hear word, though. And I'm not going to hear word, though. I'll just come and be preaching and use it like style. Say it. I'll be waiting on the Lord for like 7 days now. Been praying. Be doing your hand like this, praying. It's 3 hours, though. 3 hours for just 7 days. Now, imagine the kind of discomfort. Meanwhile, this woman has a daughter now that prophesies. So keep eating everything you see because you are pregnant. You say, I feel like bones. You buy. I feel like this. Others are using that time. I didn't say you should not eat. Ah, Joy. I didn't say you should not eat too. Please don't miss. Don't push. Not take me to social media. Like I care. So the ability to reach God is a spiritual technique. It is out there in the open, but not everybody knows how to use it. That's where I'm going. Not everybody knows how to pray. You see, because everybody says, Father, I thank you. You don't understand. You are trying to pray. When you start praying, you will know. Prayer is something like, have you been electrocuted before? I don't think so. Who has been electrocuted before? Real one, no. No, there are some that are acting. Acting. There's a kind of power surge that doesn't just electrocute you. It brings you close. Who knows what I'm talking about? Please talk to me. I need to be sure I'm not the only one that got electrocuted. Talk to me. Seriously, you know what I'm saying? When that... Aha, Adams, I believe you. No. Seriously, and you guys got to hear this. There is a kind of surge. If it grips you, it doesn't throw you away. It brings you. Then you're on the phone like, what are you saying? That's how you know the levels of prayer. One will make you fall under down, and that one will bring you close. You are changed for it. It will alter your DNA. So I don't know what happened to the president. When Abacha first died, then he resurrected. That time he was sick. They are discussing your office about the government. And you still have energy to be talking about it. And you say you prayed overnight. You didn't pray. When you pray, I say, is it true that Delegiwa killed Legolas? See, nature is setting you. You can't argue. You don't have time. Because something is altering your DNA. You don't have that energy to be struggling with flesh. This message, I don't know whether you people feel Andula. Because when you live here, the goal is not for you to pray 3 hours today. The goal is to put you on a particular express that you can never come back from. You will just be going. You begin to progress in the things of the spirit. You will be seeing your own progress. You now realize that every time the devil came against you, reminding you that you were tired, it was because the devil knew the potential of what you were about to do. And he wanted to stop you by making sense to you. That's why I say it's a technique. And we are all there. Because Lagos is crafted to drain you spiritually. If you are not ruthlessly stubborn, to the degree of Is it 360 degrees Fahrenheit? What's the highest Fahrenheit you have now? Or is it Celsius? You must be crazy to prosper in spiritual things in Lagos. You must be what? Crazy. When you're on the express and you see a crazy driver, what do? You just move for him. Because this one will not even stop to say sorry. Prayer is a hallowed activity. In other words, it is something that happens in the presence of God. Prayer is not... Yes, it can go from simple to advanced, but I'm not really looking at the simple because everybody knows that one. Come on, are you still here? I say prayer is a hallowed activity that most cannot engage in except when they are in distress, when there's crisis. How many of you have even realized that sometimes when you're in crisis, you can't even pray? Well, I felt it before. Like you've become so overwhelmed. You try to pray, it's not flowing. You are just... I will skip a lot of things. But let me show you, for those of us who are trusting the Lord and we are expecting, give me Genesis 4. I think verse 26. And to Seth, to him also, Seth is the brother of Cain and Abel, was born a son, and they called his name Enoch. It was at that time that what? Men began to, before this time, nobody had ever prayed. So there are some children, when they come into the world, they come with dispensations. They come with, they bring with them a knowledge, a particular entrance, an ability that we can actually stretch and reach God. Did you see that it didn't say Enoch began to pray? It didn't say Seth began to pray. God gave an awareness to man that you can stay in your room. Milaka rote keke toro sharalaba safede yorotosa erama le dolo dozo veri delebo kuro de shilada silada kuro de, and you are on a encrypted connection. Encrypted. If 100 demons gather around our tongues, they will be asking, "What is this?" They will be asking. It's coded. What makes your prayer coded is not even that you prayed in tongues or English. It is whether you're a spiritual man or whether you're a carnal man. Come on, say I hear you. Now what I said, you need to hear it again in your spirit. Praying in tongues is like a default formula, binary language 0 and 1, given to you to be able to pray when you don't know what to do. But I'm saying to you that when you pray, it is a level when you pray and you can still be chatting. Actually, it is disregard for God. Actually, it is disregard for God to be able to, when you are comfortable praying and chatting on WhatsApp, on careless things. Maybe you are on the line with your prayer partner. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like chatting about something that doesn't make sense. About business. It doesn't make sense. It's disregard. And that's why many do not understand the technology of prayer. So when you pray sometimes when you pray, you notice for the first 20, 30 minutes, thoughts are just flying everywhere inside your head. Do I have three people here? Please, as I'm preaching, you should be answering me. You notice that sometimes the battle is not the prayer. The battle is all these other things. Dance. It's like everything you forgot. The moment you say, "Father, in the name of Jesus," it's like you open the door like this. Oh, yeah, man. You just start remembering. But if you are writing exam, you will not even say, you will not remember saying, "Jesus, Father." But just say, "Let us pray now." Have you ever been in a prayer meeting that was going to be for like 2 hours and it was not an issue, but the moment you say, "Let's begin to thank God," 2 hours just suddenly looked like a long time. Like, oh boy. And there's one brother among you guys that anytime he prays, he always, they give him 15 minutes, but he normally does 25. Because when he's about to hand over, it's when you say, God just spoke to me now that we need to add this prayer point. And if it's a terrible, maybe it's a prayer person that knows how to teach the word, when he now finishes praying, he will now say, sit down for 5 minutes. You see that? Sit down is not the problem. It's the 5 minutes that is the problem. Because that 5 minutes is 5 hours. Old. What he gave you was heaven's time to deliver that word. But when the word came on earth, it became 5 hours. So we just look quickly into the book of Luke chapter 9. Praise God. We want to when you start hearing Wendy, just know that it's a long ride. When the Lord was about to multiply the bread, Scripture said he gave thanks. Then he looks into your face like a serious person. Just sit down and use your seatbelt. This plane is not landing anytime soon. I have not started this message yet. Should I just wait till second service? Because so take this as foundation. Prayer models that can change your life. Now, prayer is like assessing an energy space that is beyond human capacity. It is the most effective strategy for combating satanic evils in our lives and our land. So, what am I saying to you? Look at me. Inside this room right now, there are satellite signals. Are we together? You have free to air. You have even NASA. Maybe some of their signals are even here. But they can't see me because I'm in the spirit. They can't see me. If they look now, you'll be seeing light. Except they want to give me visa, they must not see me. Then you have DSTV signals. What other kind of decoders? There's one that they are selling in Nigeria now, even though nobody is buying it. Free TV, Abby. Is it free? No. I'm talking the one in National Broadcasting. There's whatever. Stay with your DSTV. Star Times. Now, this is the idea. Those signals are everywhere, even now. But you can't see them. The realm of the spirit is massive. But there are many gateways into it. What God gives us the Holy Spirit for is to show us the approved gateway into the realm of God. And that is what happens when you deploy your decoder called prayer. The moment you turn it on and it's connected to your TV, as you are praying in tongues, your expectation is that you are receiving and trapping the signals. And please hear me, because there's a challenge in the world today. People are hearing, but they are not really listening. When you begin to pray, you must understand the technology you are deploying. If you understand it, you will be serious about it. The reason why you can afford to be chatting and gossiping with your colleague in the office while you are supposed to be praying is because you don't know. And you see, the problem with not knowing is that the lack of knowledge doesn't respect age. It doesn't respect age, Joe. If you know, you will be the boss. If you don't know, you will be the slave. It's that simple for God. So when you begin to pray, in the realm of the spirit, what the book of Revelation tells us is that incense is rising before God. Come on, are you with me now? That when you are here praying, there's an incense burner before his throne. And then it begins to ooze out with your own signature, with your matric number, with your own encrypted code. They say this one is from Nigeria and it's from Fatima. But you see what happens is that sometimes you bring some coal together and the coals are very wet. So you try to light it, but it's so wet, it's not picking up. So by the time you try so hard, put grasses, sometimes it still takes a while. So by the time you are praying, Ashata Labasaya, Arebadabalaba, Eribabababababa, Adamasa. Like. This girl, she always dance her videos. I don't even know. Some people, this word has turned to something. See, everybody's dancing now. In your mind, now, your signature is registered as an unsecured connection. That IP address is not recognized because prayer is a hallowed activity. When the high priest is going into the innermost court to pray, you don't touch him. You don't touch him. This is a kadaba. We have access by faith in Christ. Oga, better go and sit down and be chatting. Do you see why when many say, "But Pastor, I prayed," really? It's not just the duration. It is the spirit activities going on in your heart. How focused is this prayer? How unrelenting is this prayer? Are you willing to wait for so long? Even if it's just to be at his feet. So you now realize that what many of us call prayer are cries of desperation. When there is crisis and there is nowhere to go. Then we say, "Oh, where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And God says, "I know Elijah. I don't know you." Because the Elijah you called, the scripture says, was a man subject to like passions. That means he woke up in the morning and felt like starting with Netflix. Wings, the something saga or something. There's one film like that. Not Mortal. The Nine-Tailed something. Yeah, if you are not there, you are not there. Don't worry. You don't pay your subscription, you don't get it. Amen. Then after you pay your subscription, you still need some data. You've got to be comfortable to be thinking Netflix. It's not free. See, this is why people are playing with Jesus. Because it was not their son that died. It's somebody's son that can die. And then we do, you know what we do today? Oh, he was such a lovely man. Oh, what a waste, this nation. I gave people a prophecy 3 weeks ago that we should pray for this nation. And that week, they burgled the house of one of your guys in Aso Rock. Telling you that everybody here is not safe. That means spiritually, that powerhouse has been exposed. You people are not reading the spiritual signals. You are hearing the news, but you are not seeing what heaven is saying. Thieves came into the most secured part of Nigeria. Enter the house of the head of, is it secretary to the government now? Abi? Secretary to the government. And they didn't take anything. They just entered and left. Do you understand? They are sending a very strong signal. And I told you people, you see, that you should pray because what we are seeing, I'm not a prophet again now, I'm just a preacher. Because I don't want anybody to come and ask me to be explaining anything. Those who need cheap political points can get it. I just want to have a normal life. And I told you, I said, this scourge is not over, let's pray. And your newly appointed military officer died in a plane or in a helicopter with his wife. Very sad. But there are other things behind that matter you don't know, but it's not my business to tell you. It's coming closer. Leave it. Listen to me. It is only in the realm of prayers that you can operate in consistent revelation. When you have you seen a lady before that you didn't care what her tribe was, you just wanted to marry her. You know, you are very tribalistic, Kenny. You are very tribalistic. But you now saw this girl from Thief or Pangshi, some areas that require serious traveling. You must love her to cross the Niger Delta, because after you get to the Niger Delta, you now enter Kano. Where is James? You now go 4 hours on Kano, and you innocently followed your brother to support him, and all of a sudden you're in the midst of water. And the engine now went off. And the guy said, no, don't worry. Don't worry for what? Start this thing now if you don't want problem. Waiting. I follow you to come marry. I let my own fiancé to. Oga, this thing should start to. This is 6 p.m. Listen, it's love. He says it's love. I said, there's a kind of lady you see. You don't care if she's Igbo. You are just begging her, please. you must marry me. You must marry me. Don't care if she's from Efik for what. Are we not all equal before God? It's because the girl is not fascinating you. That's why I'm saying, actually, don't worry, go and sit down. The person that will marry her is coming. When that person comes, even to pray, you'll be afraid, because if God says no, you'll be upset. You won't even want to gamble God saying, no, my son, I've prepared some. God, don't prepare anything. This one. How do you know when a decision is a bad one? You bring the matter before God without this watch. This is the girl. Then you begin to offer spiritual sacrifices. You begin to offer spiritual self. Father, I thank you for the spirit of your guidance. I thank you because those that are led by the spirit of God, I'm telling you how to pray. Not just before you start rattling in tongues. You offer spiritual sacrifices. How excellent your name is in all the earth. Heaven and earth adore thee. What a mighty God we serve. You can spend the next 30 minutes just offering incense. Just offering incense. God knows why you are there. He knows that because of the state of your heart, you cannot hear yes or no. So he needs to texture your heart first. While you are with him, he begins to brood the way the Holy Spirit brooded upon the earth in Genesis chapter 1. He begins to brood, preparing you for the answer. Because if he tells you no, you are the one that will revolt, not even Satan. That's why many of you prayed and he didn't say anything for 3 weeks. Come on now. Oh, sure. Are you with me? I'll just go sit. We'll continue second service. I'm telling you how many people were praying. They were making progress. Then they cut the flow. In between, in the name of, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Prayer doesn't end. Until you get a victory note in your spirit. Until God gives you a clear instruction, it doesn't end. Listen to me, the hand of the Lord is not shortened. The mouth of the Lord is not restricted. God has a mind about everything. When you come to Jesus, he becomes your Savior. When you come to him and he becomes your Lord, he becomes the decision maker. That's the difference. He becomes what? The decision maker. It is at this realm where he is Lord that prayers are guaranteed. We'll continue. I said it is at the level where he becomes Lord that what? Answers to prayers are what? Do you know why that is so? Who knows why that is so? Kenny, do you know why that is so? Why at the level where he becomes Lord, prayers are always answered? Do you know why? Do you have an idea? You don't know. But you are lying. You know. Because when he becomes Lord, there's nothing you want that he doesn't want. He's not proud of how you feel again. This is my will for you. This is the woman I've chosen for you to marry. Game over. Simple. But if God tells some of you that now, you backslide. My son, take your land. Somebody gave us. We have a plot of land in Lekki. You understand? As a church. Somewhere around Dangote Refinery. You know, that we bought. And then somebody gave the church half plot again. in Ibejuleki. Okay, so that one we didn't pay. You understand? No, it's not now, it's since. I just remembered. Now, if God says, maybe I should even go and sell. We are selling land. But there's one here that is 40 million. Abitina. 1.5+. God has not sent anybody to give me the money. But it's 40 million. And the person said, I should come and I should bring money. I said, yeah, we are coming. Praise God. We are coming. We are coming. If I'm in Jos or Kaduna or anywhere, or Akure, and you give me 40 million, you will just come the next week, 1 week, and see that the church is completed. You know what I'm saying? Now, the reason why at the lordship level, prayers are easy for God to answer is because every prayer request actually starts with God in that realm. It is the desire of God that He will put in your mouth that you will begin to pray with. He will give you a heart to begin to pray. You may not be hearing voices, but He will put it in your heart. Let's begin to pray for the salvation of so-so person. And He will begin to honor it. Let's begin to trust God for open doors for so-so sister. And then He will begin. Do you know there are some people, oh my God, there are some people, the covenants that are fighting in their family. Eh? If they don't covenant with the Lord, they cannot marry. You didn't understand what I said now. I said what is going on in some families before you are born. If you don't covenant your life and your body to God's service, that gate will not open. There was a woman, she struggled to have a child. For years, she was coming to church and doing everything they were doing, and nothing changed. Until one day she came to the altar and she said, "Give me a son, remove my shame, I will bring him back to you." Ah, this one is high, yo. This one is a high price. Give her. And I will come back if the Lord allows me, and I will redeem this thing. But one of the things I will now tell you is that she redeemed the price, came back after Samuel was weaned. It was then that Eli, she came and said, "This is the vow that I have made to the Lord," a human being. A vow, a whole human being. And she came, and then it was then Eli said, blessed her and said, "The Lord bless you and proclaim." There are some kind of blessing, you know. You get waiting the thing they follow. You get why. You don't just be saying it's God, you get why. Because in that family, they have the witchcraft against that woman, with the words she was hearing from Penina, was enough to shut her down completely. The moment she stopped crying and said, "God, remove my shame, I will bring the glory back to you." Not only did she not have that boy, she had 5 other children. But that was after the prophetic declaration over her. The Bible is given to you so that you can find yourself there. It's given to you. There's somebody somewhere in that Bible that looks like you. So read it. Read the book. Don't be looking for your revelation. Read it. Just read it. When you read, you will come to know. You will come to know. Come on, you will come to know. When you read it, you will come to know. Oh, you will come to know. You will come to know, and you will know what you need to do. You will be called a fool for honoring the voice of the Lord. But the scripture says there shall be a returning. And the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. God knows you have expectations. But He says your Father also knows that you have need of these things. So you are not a fool when you sow. You are not a fool when you give to the Lord. You are not a fool when you remove your shirt and clothe another brother. You are not a fool when you take your wristwatch and give to a sister. You are not a fool when you are not married and you try to beautify somebody who is getting married. You are not a fool when you buy 5 crates of minerals and give somebody that is doing a marriage and say, "I want to support you." You are not a fool, for there shall be a returning. And the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. Rise to your feet. Pray in tongues for 1 minute. pray in tongues for 1 minute. Our time is up. Hallelujah. Glory to God.